Okay, but so let's begin. Let's see, maybe now it works. Now it works. What? Okay, but so let's begin. We are up to page pay. We're up to page pay. We're in the middle of discussing Minyotze to microphones, Minyotze Kiddush Havdalah microphones. Page pay. We're up to the second to last paragraph on the bottom of the page. I'm going to run through this very quickly. I don't know a lot of the names. I can't pronounce some of the words, some of the Yiddish words. You'll help me along with it. But basically, what he's discussing is this was written probably 50, 60, 70 years ago, and he's discussing the issue: can you be Yotze Kiddush Havdalah over the telephone on a microphone? Being mitzvah to a minyan. All of these issues of Kriyas HaTorah and being Yotze through the means of an electronic device in all different techniques. Yeah.
Yesterday at 7:15 on the computer was a
Asifa, right? I saw it. I didn't see it. Yes, right.
So my wife wanted to know to what extent.
Can you answer Amen?
Answer Amen. Yeshmei Rabbah.
Right. In Echnami. So you can. If it's live, you can.
That was live.
Yes. If it was live, you can. If it's not live, then you should not.
I have to think that you'd be allowed, based on what Moshe said, why he said that Abdullah was no good, only because you can't see the Iker Abdullah is the age, and if you can't see the age, you can't make up the age. That was Rav Moshe. Rav David disagreed with him
yeah.
in the end, said you could, but that was Rav Moshe's reservations.
Well, only for that bracha, but only for the bracha Bari Mar Ha'esh. But what about the other brachas?
In other words, but that was his reservation about Havdalah because the age. So therefore,
But what about was his reservation?
With no age, then it would be okay. That's what it made it sound like.
It smelled something.
But you can break up.
That's not the Iker Havdalah.
Something that's very interesting is because say, let's say on the radio, by law on the radio there has to be a delay.
Right.
Nachum Segal Show.
Yeah, right.
Nachum Segal Show. So I don't know. He once spoke about it. 7 seconds.
10 seconds.
They have to have a change to dub if someone's something inappropriate. So you know, I don't know the answer to that question. And on Nachum Segal Show, every so often they have some ceremony. They have a ceremony. I'm sure every so often someone makes a bracha on his show. They do things every so often.
See it when you're getting a presidential speech on all the stations.
Yeah.
Certain things like that. If you turn from channel to channel,
it's still different.
Four and seven are simultaneous.
They're not synchronous.
And 5, 9. And 11 are a second behind, or 2 seconds behind.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Why? I don't know. Okay. It's a
you
delay.
Turn on
not getting maybe
you
a
turn on
Apple.
Okay. You turn on Apple. You on radio. You put them online.
Online also.
Also,
they say it's live, but it's not live channel.
Okay, so I want to point out like this. It's a very interesting question. Halacha l'maaseh. The minhag olam is that not according to all poskim, but many poskim permit one to answer Amen Yeshmei Rabbah if you sing an event online or listening on the radio to something that is live. If it's not live, it's a recording, you definitely should not answer Amen. The only thing is that today, being that there are laws, when they do something over the radio, okay, online, it's the Wild West online, but over the radio, there is a delay, and the delay is more than Toich Kedei Dibur. So it can very well be that if you're listening to something on the radio or something being broadcast on something which there's government regulation and there is a requirement there must be at least a 3 to 5, 7 second delay, it's no longer live. Are you still allowed to answer Amen? I would guess not. It's not live. It's not live. There's a delay. It's more like a recording.
Seven seconds.
It's more than Toich Kedei Dibur. It's not in Yisrael. Yeah, you can dub if someone calls in and says something mistake, right? You have 7 seconds. I once heard Rush Limbaugh bragging how many times in his career he had to do it. He only
he had his finger on the button.
I once heard a Rav speak. Rav was one. He said something. He got a little too excited. and he said something. People listened and recorded it, and they put it online. And the next week, he was so upset. He says, "No one has a right to to record my shiurim. You could, if you want, you can record it, but don't publicize it. No one has a right to put it online." And then he goes, "And I have no charat what I said." I never said something in my life. I had to turn around and look who was listening. If I said it, I meant it, but it was not meant for public now. All right, I don't know what that means exactly. How can you differentiate? But it's a very good shaila. My gut, I'm not a posek, I don't know, but my gut feeling is if there is a delay, a 7-second delay, it's more than teichid dibur. It should not be different than a law, than a recording. And a recording, everyone agrees, one should not answer amen. Okay, you go to these events, what they have, these hookups, like Madison Square Garden. I don't know, I assume then it was.
See Mashas.
So those are not delayed, those lukhara. Even if there's a delay, it's not more than a second or two, not mukhruch that it's so that would be good. You could do it. You're in a different room. They even go to a simple little event where they have something in a shul. They can't accommodate everyone in the main shul, and they have people sitting in the basement, right? So they have the main screening is in shul, and downstairs they have a live hookup. You watch something in the basement, but it's live. It's not. There's no delay. Then you can answer amen to what is being said. Yeah.
From my limited professional experience, I've noted that under the chippah.
Yeah.
Many
that word
chippah.
They don't want to use the microphone. Do not use the microphone.
Yeah. Yeah. The microphone there. What's a chushet? Room.
Says harayat.
Harayat mekudeshet. What's the?
Why?
About that yesterday. Maybe the whole chippah they don't want on the mic.
I'm assuming because this that we do rely on microphones for to answer brachos. Is only a bidyevet. Let me give you an example. Sima Shas, Mincha Ma'arif was done over a microphone. Remember that? If not for a microphone, you couldn't hear one word. If anyone here had the good fortune of going to Citi Field for the Asifa, for the of technology, advances in technologies in Citi Field, it was not run by the Aguda, it was run by Hasidim. Okay, it was run by the Hasidim. They were the ones who ran the show. They daven. They start out welcoming everyone, acknowledging everyone is here, and we're now going to daven mincha, Ashra Yoshev Secha, and then you couldn't hear one word. So everyone thought Sponsor Shemazels. The microphone already broke. There are 60,000 people here. Whatever it was, they already the microphone. Already the microphone broke. No, it was by design because this group of people, whoever it was, whatever it is, they don't go with this lenient. Of allowing a tzibur to answer Yehei Shmei Rabba over a microphone, or answering or Chazor Sashatz, answering to Chazor Sashatz over a microphone. That was their halachic decision. They, I guess, felt that people would hear enough so it would spread. Like the Gemara talks about Alexander Yishol Mitzrayim. When people did not actually hear the Amen, they put up flags. So many argue that the microphone is no worse than a flag. I saw this in writing. A microphone, even though if you turn off the microphone, you would not be able to hear what's being said, having a microphone is no worse than putting up a flag. Now is the time to answer amen. So that's obviously what the Aguda relies upon when they make the Sima Shas and they have a microphone. That's what the whole world Kemah relies upon when every time you have an event in the large audience and you have a microphone for Mincha Ma'ariv, but for some reason they did not, if I'm not mistaken, they switched for Chazor Sashatz. I don't remember the details. For Chazor Sashatz they didn't, but for other parts of other maybe Kedush, maybe for Kaddish they did. I don't remember all the details, but there were definitely certain sections of Tila that were done without microphone. So the answer here is, when it comes to Kiddushin, since it's not necessary for the whole tzibur to hear the boy say Harayat Mekudeshes, the only ones that are essential are the two witnesses, the Eidim, if they go and turn on the microphone, they're not going to be listening to the voice. The voice of the Chassan is going to be loud. The voice of the microphone is going to quiet. You'll be hearing the microphone, not the voice. So since this is something which is not necessary and you're dealing with chalois kiddushin, so it could be, I'm just assuming, that certain rabbanim are machmir. They feel for the moment it is something that you should not use a microphone. They're being machmir. Yeah?
Is there a thing that if the Eidim aren't, they find out
you have to, so you rely upon the entire
audience.
So
you can't
So then you can rely upon the audience. If I'm not mistaken, you can rely upon the entire audience even if they didn't actually hear them Sarah and Mikudeshes. The fact that they're by a wedding, and the fact that I went to the wedding, and there was a boy under the chuppah, and there was a girl in a white dress, and the invitation said, really? And the invitation said...
But he could have been saying nothing.
He could have been saying nothing, but since they were rabbanim in the front, and this is how this is the idea. Since they were rabbanim, and since they called up witnesses, and since it was like a regular classic wedding,
there's no rabbanim. It's just one.
Right, but since you were present at an event that was called a wedding, and everything seemed to go according to plan. And they were dancing afterwards. So that itself, according to some opinions, is everyone in the audience is a witness. Did they actually see the Chos and Sarah Rea Mikudeshes? No. Did you hear it? No. Did I actually even know that it was the Kala? I just saw her covered with a white. Did I even know it was the Kala? No. But it doesn't matter. There are so many assumptions. It's such an umdana that this wedding did take place because you were invited and you went and everything made sense. That itself, to a certain degree, is testimony that there was a wedding. You don't actually have to see it. So who's actually doing it? The two witnesses. They're the ones who are really the major two witnesses. Because the truth is, among the audience, not everyone is a witness because there are relatives. A relative, any one relative, if you appoint exclusion. So some don't even say some. It's not even good to say that because they're making problems by saying that. I don't know why. I don't remember the details. But that is something you don't take into consideration. When you make the wedding, you're calling up two witnesses. These are the two witnesses.
I understand that if there was a problem,
but you don't look right. You don't look for that. That's not the way you approach. You approach halacha.
They told a story. I mean, with the Yehuda.
Yeah.
They wanted to know if it was a machlokes, if this couple was married, and it was someplace on a bridge that this man said Harayat, and the witnesses were brought to the Novi Yehuda to testify that they saw it, but they were too far away. They saw it,
yeah.
They couldn't hear anything.
Yeah, so what he's asking?
He, that time, it was, what was the expression on the face when he said to Harayat, that is, did she think it is a joke or not? Because this is Rabbi Reisman was saying this over one time. I mean, one time I went, you know, because he told the story about what something that happened on the east side, and he had a kissing booth on Purim. That Rabbi Reisman said that when these kids were married. This is the story. So he said it, but she took it seriously. Then they were married.
Oh, so you see.
So in other words, did she went yo? Or did she? No, I mean that's what he asked.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Or did she look like she? You know,
even though he didn't actually hear it. Okay.
That's like the shuls to prove that they answered only based on
flags. The flags. Alexandria shel Mitzrayim. It's a very large flag. That's why a microphone is no worse, even if you're not actually hearing the actual voice. It's no worse than the flag. Now is the time to answer on it, 100%. But by wedding, for that moment, that wedding. I also heard something else, Yishan. I also heard, it sticks in my mind, this issue, the reason why the Rabbanim tell him to turn on the microphone, this could be totally wrong, is because marriage by nature is a private matter. I mean, the Chalois Kedushin is done in front of 10 people, and there are witnesses, and here are the Harayat Mikudeshes. But it's not something, when the Chosin says Harayat Mikudeshes with the Bazo, it's not something which has to be on a microphone in front of it. Sets the wrong tone of what marriage by nature is a davar shebitzina. There are 10 people that participate in the Maisa Kedushin, but you don't need the whole world to hear on a microphone to publicize or something along those lines. All right, let's go further. Okay, we're going to run through this. Yeah.
Yesterday, under the chuppah, we talked about the brachos yesterday. The problem listening to the video and hearing Shem Hashem again. Do anyone not record the brachos?
Years ago, I remember people would ask me to record it, but not the Shem. Sound movie days,
yeah. 8 millimeter.
They would say, please don't record the Shem.
Oh, okay.
And then they said, Ibra Moshe was not mocked by that.
Right, they didn't have the recording, doesn't count as a scene.
Okay, but when you listen, to a recording, when you listen to a recording and Hashem's name is being played, so the Poskim say this. Technically, there's no prohibition. It's not, you're not being, when you press the tape recorder play and you're going to hear Hashem's name being said, there's no violation whatsoever of being moitzi shem shemayim levatolah. But it's still a zilzel. It's still a desecration in a very small form that Hashem's name should just be said a million times. So we're possible. To a certain where possible, reasonable degree of possibility, that when Hashem's name is being said, it should be muted. If it's the photographer is going to charge you, oh, you want me to go mute out every time Hashem's name is said in the chuppah, I'm going to have to charge you another $100. That's not necessary. That's already going a little bit too far. Okay, let's go further. Let's read what it's over here on the bottom. Let's run this very quickly. Okay, it's the second to last paragraph on page Pei. The Ayin Behalacha L'Moshe. Mi Ka. Does anyone know how to pronounce that? Anyone who's that? You know where that is?
This is quite.
Shehevi Divrei. Read what it says there. I don't know what it says.
That's an Hungarian Kishvada.
Okay, I'm not familiar with Page Pei. Page Pei. Shehevi Divrei. Admar Hagoyin Hanal, which Admar are we referring to? The Minchas Alozar, I assume is referring to the Minchas Alozar. The Munkash, the Munkash. The CM Daite Shinishadish Mechoined Radio. Okay, all in his day, okay, we're going back. The Munkash, he was almost 80 years ago at least.
He lived in the 30s.
Okay, so Mechoined Radio, Ha. Moileches u'mashmiya hakol l'mirachok. Okay, could be he's referring also to a loudspeaker. They're different. Sometimes they call a radio a loudspeaker. Okay, u'mashma the kol l'mirachok. The im nercha v'hu chana me'erv Shabbos v'erv yamtif yotze yidei kiddush b'shmiya zo sheshmiya mishol chaver ayin sham. He passing it's good. If someone has turned on the radio, if someone turned on the mic, and this is not something. The technology obviously has changed, but he basically says that whatever this device is referring to, it's an electronic device, and as long as it was set up before Shabbos, and someone is listening on Shabbos, it's yoytze. He paskins, you are yoytze. The ayin b'shut sharidei shenishal gam kein b'din gezei yoytze mitzasek b'shmiyazo. Are they telephone the yotze lachkor imal yidei gram v'sayeya shel dover acher yoytze yidei chayva mitzasek. He goes into a general discussion. If you only yoytze through something that's done indirect, a telephone is indirect. I can't hear the person speak. I only can be hearing the kiddush through the means of this device. K'moshe aklimi telephone. V'hu amasayel lashmiya kol achein v'helu sheyoytze bezeh b'shas hatchak. Okay, like I told you, yesh v'yesh b'shas hatchak. Yes, some yes, some go even so far that you can use a microphone on Shabbos. As we all know, there were controversies back not that long ago in different communities where they insisted Rabbanim and Chazanim use microphones on Shabbos. Today, obviously, the community is so strong where we don't rely on these things. The ayin b'shut halachas katan shakosav gam kein b'shmi al yidei davaracha shema shmi. It's okay. Umizeh poishet atzma hagun ha'ad Rabbi Yosef Engel b'tzifre gilyoni hashas the yoytzim it's a shofar. Would you believe this? Now shofar, how do you hear shofar? You don't blow into a shofar on a microphone. But if someone did, if that's the situation, the yoytzim mitzvah shofar al yidei telephone, the yoytzim shofar through a telephone. Of course, telephone was set up from before Shabbos. So, can you imagine if a person is in a hospital on Shabbos and they happen to be wheeling you through the halls to go take an X-ray, and then they have a television and they have this Channel 4 news. Today is Rosh Hashanah. Orthodox Jews across the world celebrate Rosh Hashanah, and they show someone blowing a shofar in shul. Well, the yoytzim, what?
Wouldn't be on Shabbos.
What? On Yontif. On Yontif. But even on Shabbos. Okay, right, on Shabbos. On Yontif. So he's saying over here, a tremendous chiddush, that if you happen to be going to the halls or the television in the room is on and they happen to be showing a live film of someone, some probably conservative shul, someone blowing a shofar, it says here, Yoytze. It's an incredible chiddush. The Yoytze mitzvah shofar al yidei telephone.
Surely it doesn't have kavanah.
What? The person blowing in shul has kavod to be yotze everyone. The Baal Tekeh has kavod to be yotze everyone.
Yeah, well, it's a conservative shul.
I know, there are stories. I remember hearing the story. Someone asked someone a shul, should he go to a conservative shul? I don't remember this. Maybe someone here told me the story. The person is a shaf merav. He's out of town. The only shul in the entire commune neighborhood is a conservative shul. Should he at least go there to hear a shofar? Of Soloveitchik? So he told him, no. He told him, stay home, exactly. Stay home, don't dare step into a conservative shul. Everything except for Shofar. I guess Shofar is exerus hakasav to listen. When it comes to other mitzvahs, see, we make all these chilukim. When it comes to Shofar, the mitzvah is to listen. L'shmaya kol Shofar. So there has to be actual, in fact, the Gemara talks about a shail, if you hear a havara, an echo. Right, if a person is passing the someone is blowing shofar in a pit, and you hear the echo, lo yatsa, you lo yatsa. So hearing it through a telephone, electronic device, l'chayra shouldn't be better than an echo. So meila he holds no. You're not yatsa when it comes to shofar chutz mishofar, but everything else is no halach of an echo. It's okay. Ayin sham v'yayim mizem ashakasta b'shal shuvus maharshag. Period. V'ayim etzlacha chodesh shechulik al shar yadeya. Hanal he disagrees. V'hela she'en yoytze mitzvah sei ayde gramis sayel davar acher. You're not yoytze. Period. Ulechein en yoytze mitzvah sasei ayde telephone. Any mitzvah you need to be yoytze. You need to be yoytze. Any type of mitzvah. Kriyas Megillah or Havdalah. He holds. Forget about. No good. V'ayim b'sefer meru eish. Shehevi b'shem b'sham b'divrei hagoyin. Me'agoyin rav tzvi pesach frank. Shenestapik sham e gam b'gram asiyah shadam hu amasavi v'leze gam yemichlal asiyah didei oyloy. Sham gram, anything which in an instrument, ayin sham, v'loy rok, shekvar holchboy hanemushos, he did not see the nemushos, means the gleaners, that other people discuss this. When he discusses this, he does not mention any other poiskin that mentioned shayla, he does not realize that he was preceded by other poiskin that discussed this. Hashareideya, v'hatzlach, hachodesh, that the shareideya and the tzlach chodesh already discussed this, they were contemporaries of his, or predecessors. V'ayim b'shud Yerusha Plata, another sefer, kosav sham shuv yididi hagoin. He's quoting from his friend. Rabbi Braun is quoting from his friend. Yididi Hagoyin Maharam Neta Shlema Shlissel Mimunkach Shlehel Sham the Bemitzas Hasei Drabonon. Okay, here's another chilek. Drabon versus Draisa. Lukul Yalma Yoytzin Aide Grama. The Mitzvos Drabon and Das Magin Avram the Ain Tzorch Kavana. So what does Kavana have to do with anything here? I'm not exactly sure why Kavana. You can't transfer Kavana through a telephone. Is that what he means? I don't really know what this means. If he set the telephone from before Shabbos, it's a chish, because how are you not talking to the telephone? We discussed that yesterday, that was the beginning, but if it already was done, somehow someone already spoke on the telephone, the people on the other end, the Yoytze. Rav Yosef Henkin, is that his name? Rav Yosef Elio?
Yes.
Rav Yosef Elio Henkin, Masali Kuntres, he gave to me, he put in my hand, say he lived in time of Rav Henkin. Hameagoyin Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, okay, Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach was a young man then at that time. Mechav Esef in Ma'ori Ha'esh, Mitayer Sham Pulas Kleh Chashmol, there it describes in detail the technology. B'mechoynes Ha'meshin U'machshidim Ke'elu B'chokmas Ha... I know what that means.
Engineer.
The hellish ain't yaitzim zase aide shmir zobe shemachunes, umachshim keelu mahabchim gali hakol ha'odam legali chashmal. It's not the same thing. You have to technology, it's not the sound waves. There's no shaykhis to the original sound waves. It's electronic, it's digital. They're ahead of their times. What? They sample it?
Yeah, they sample the voice,
and then they transform it and digitize it. Hachashmal v'chayz, they take it from habichasam chazora legale kol to a sound wave, aide tenudois hamamvora, whatever this word is, sheb radio, the kol ram, ulechein, these are all artificial airwaves. These are not the real voice. Ulechein hamachsha akhilidas hakol doyma letaklit shel gramophone. It's like microphones, he has all different types of terms. He basically says that it's not the real thing. It's not the real thing. It's just make believe. It's Olam HaDimyon. Therefore, there's no way in the world you can be yotze by listening to things over electronical device.
What about a siyum during the 9 days if you listen on the radio?
B'di'avad, yeah, you can be yotze on the radio, yeah. B'di'avad, there are places that are matir. There are parts. Also, listening to a very, very common shalos to listen to a siyum of firstborn for the bechorim erev Pesach. That's a very common shot. So one thing, 9 days, so you don't eat meat, you want to be machmas, so you'll have plenty of good food, what to eat. Eat fish. I once went to a restaurant, and it was a Hasidish guy, and the first thing he says to me, in this restaurant, the fish is like meat.
Fish can't be.
So in the 9 days, you'll find what to eat. But Erev Pesach,
it's cooked correctly.
But Erev Pesach, you need to eat food. So then it's very common to people ask the question, they can't come to shul, can someone turn on their cell phone? I'll listen to the siyum, I'm homebound, I don't feel well, I'm sleeping, can someone put on the cell phone, I'll listen to the siyum, and that will allow me to eat. And the Pesachim say, yes, b'di'eved, you can be yoitz. So l'chor, the 9 days is no different. How many times have we seen pictures of people go to the Kaisel HaMaravi with the cell phone out, right? And someone is on the other end, is davening, what?
That's what they say.
What do they say? Apparently,
United States,
you hold the cell phone. Someone on the other end is calling the cell, calling, and the mispalo to the kaisa. All right, if it makes you feel good, it makes you feel good. I can't. You could turn on. They have in Berlin. They have. I found it was very interesting. I read an article about Chabad in Berlin. Chabad in Berlin is very popular. Now it's very dangerous in Berlin. There are a lot of very dangerous protests. But in Berlin, Chabad has done amazing work. They built this amazing center. The center for Judaism. So they have there. They feature in this article. They have a replica of the Kaisel HaMaravi. In Berlin, Chabad Center in Berlin. So in the hall they have a replica. I don't know what not a replica, mamish. But why do you need a replica? So what, you're going to dive in there at the Kaisel in Berlin? This is going to be the Kaisel HaMaravi. They know the replica is not of 770.
If you hear a siyum in the 9 days, yeah. Can you also? Does that allow you to shave also?
No, absolutely not. No shaving. The only hazard to shave in the 9 days is bris, sandik or av. It's the only hazard for shaving. I'm not aware of any or hefsid, loss of income. If your job requires you to shave, you're a lawyer or a doctor, and you have to be presentable, then you're allowed to shave. Otherwise, there's no heter. The ayin b'mishpati uziel. Shekasav gam kein sheni yotzi dei mitzaseh b'machshim elu, he also is machmir. The ayin b'shu yirushas pleita. Nitfa sham teshuva me'agoyin mahar shav. I don't know who this is. Shekasav gam kein sheni yotzi dei mitzaseh sh'ay dei telephone u microphone. Shaladai toi koyach v'hevel shalamadaber doichik zerm ho'elektriki shalhatas. Your voice, your sound waves makes an impression upon some digital, some type of tape. U'mashmiya kol chodosh, and then that tape is now been transformed into something digital. B'dmuso, the likeness, kitzalmo, ve'enatas begeder ish, or bar chiyuva. So you've been yoitze from a machine, a robot, from a goylem. There's no such thing. L'chaytze achem al yado, there cannot be ayin sham, this cannot be ve'achar, shahidiyah, a son called Zoyz, on the roim, shiroiv, minyan, v'roiv, binyan, gedil achroinim. After going through, he presented over here a really nice sampling. Can you imagine? He didn't have oitza chachma to do this, Rabbi Braun. He just knew all this swarm inside out. After going through all the swarm, he says, the vast majority of the poiskim are machmir. Shiroiv minyan v'roiv binyan gedil achronim daitan sheyotzen bezeh. Shiroiv v'roiv binyan gedil achronim daitan sheyotzen bezeh. The majority is you are yotze. You're yotze over the telephone. You're yotze over a microphone. All of these electronic means of communication are sufficient. They have not described how it works. So it seems he's saying that he's questioning that they really understand the technology. They're coming to Pasul Halacha without really knowing the technology. Phonograph is the old word of gramophone. All types of microphones, whatever they call them, different things. It's a goylem. So basically, okay, so it's machlokes ha'poskim. We all know that. That's why in the chatchila we don't rely upon it. Everyone knows that. But that's why in shuls you never saw a shul, in an Orthodox shul in this community at least, you never saw a shul where they're using microphones. Go Purim night. Wouldn't it be a wonderful thing if Purim night you go to a shul, you have a microphone from Kriyas HaMegillah? It would be unbelievable. Yeah. But it's unheard of.
Right.
There's no shayla of Shabbos. On Shabbos you have a shayla talking to the microphone. So then that's a much more difficult question. The shayla is not so much for the listener. The shayla is for the medaber. You're doing a malacha. By talking to the microphone, it's a zilzun Shabbos. But Purim, you don't have a Purim, it's mudah b'malacha. But we don't see shuls in this community going and using microphones for Kriyas HaMegillah, even though you need to list every single word. So obviously we see that the minute l'chatchila, the minute goyim is not to do this. It's a command unheard of Orthodox when you can. L'chatchila, you don't rely upon a telephone, an electronical device to listen to be yotzei any mitzvah deraisa nat rabbanan. Bidiyavet, when you have no choice, when a person is not well, he's homebound, he's in the hospital, or you don't want to make havdalah, then we all know that b'shas hadchak, like he says, we do rely upon it. Person doesn't have, can't make havdalah, and you want to hear havdalah over the telephone. So we've all heard stories. So we've all done it probably at some point in time. We do make havdalah over the telephone, and when push comes to shove, you have no choice. So that's what, and it also goes as far, what's really more common, what we started with is answering amen. When you are present in, and you're watching a recording, you're watching a live broadcast of an event, and you want to know, answer amen, can you answer amen? It appears the common minig is you do answer amen. We do answer amen when we're watching a live broadcast. We do answer amen, so we do rely to some degree upon this heter b'diavad. And again, by weddings and by events, they daven ma'ariv, or they make the brachas under a chuppah, and they make the brachas over a microphone. If there wasn't a microphone, would you be able to hear the person making the bracha? It depends on the wedding. But many weddings, probably no. No, and yet they're making the bracha of the microphone, and yet people in the back are answering amen. How do you answer amen? Obviously, with soimich on the poskim that say you can be yotzei, you can be yotzei. Yeah.
Mentioning technology and the gedolim made with a psak, we had a fellow who was nemach recently nifter. His name was Shelly Kornblatt Shalom. He was an engineer.
Otis Elevator.
And he worked for Otis Elevator. And when they asked Rav Moshe about Shabbos elevators, Rav Moshe had not a clue, so he called Kornbluth down to explain to him the mechanics of an elevator so he could come up with a psak. And similarly, when they had the car blocks at hotels,
yeah,
they weren't sure what could be used, what couldn't be used. So I think that the son said that he would bring a lock to his house, he would examine it, and explain what the mechanics were so they could render a psak.
What do they do now, the Aguda, when they have a convention in the hotels?
They have hotels which I'm not sure who pays for. That's a joint effort. They have regular, quick set Shabbos keys. They don't rely upon the
on the cards.
Right.
Are there any poskim that rely upon cards?
Yeah, there's got others. I don't know.
Yeah. The big problem now in hotels, more than the locks, is the motion detectors. All the modern hotels, how you walk into the room, or the heat, the heating in the room, and the electricity in the room are all, every new hotel is all the very sophisticated motion detectors. Faucets.
Card into the slot a lot in Europe, I know.
Yeah, to get it going. You put the card in.
No switches will go on.
You put the card in. And then after the card is put in, then the motion detectors they kick in. And then as long as they detect you in the room, yeah, so these are very tough questions. Yeah.
Security cameras, is it not a secret to lay nichalay, as I think we had a question?
Yeah, that's what we rely upon. It's not real.
Ganef does not want to be on the video. And me, I don't care if
it's not a real ksiva. What are you really doing? It's just dots on a screen. Right. It's not. We have no choice to be makel b'zman hazeh. Okay, let's learn one halacha. Let's go up to halacha. Hey, let's halacha. Yayin shenis chanetz ein mekachin olav. Wine which has become vinegarly, turned sour. Ein mekachin olav. Halachas. You're not allowed to make kiddush on wine because it's been fermented. You're not allowed to make kaddish. Tchay yayin sheish by reich rak. This is very similar halachas. Wine which has a foul odor. Afal pi sheish shaloinis chanetz el reichoy v'tamo yayin. Its fragrance and its taste is wine, but it's but it's yayin sheyesh leireich rash shemavorchin ala bar priagofen, and according to halach you would still make a bar priagofen rak shemashrichim ktsas machma shahayi b'chli mos. It was in the wrong type of container which caused some type of reaction. Dechein imhu meireich acher hachodes ein mekachin lav, or it has a fragrance from dechein imhu meireich acher hachodes, from the bottom of the barrel. It has a bad odor. Point is, it has a bad odor. Even though al pi halacha, you can still make a borei priagofen. When wine becomes ruined, you make a shahakal. If wine turns sour, you make a shahakal. So here, the wine has not turned sour to the point where you make a shahakal, you will still make a borei priagofen. Nevertheless, you can now use it in mikad shalof.
You should be able to make a borei shahakal. It
takes no way to steer. No, so then you make a shahakal. On the vinegar, you make a shahakal. If you enjoy it, if you enjoy what it tastes like, you can make. And you're not going to have hanof from this world unless you make a bracha. So you still can derive benefit, and it's not considered poison. If it's poison, you're going to make a bracha. But if it's not poison and you derive benefit, you're mechuyev to make a bracha. Can you make a bracha priagofen? No, because it does not taste like wine. You make a shakel? Yes. So here you have one that has not reached that level. It's still called yan. You would still make a bracha priagofen. It still tastes like wine, but it's not in its pure state. The halach is you may not use it for kiddush. Simple. Okay, we're not makbid on this b'zman hazeh, but yayin that has been exposed for a period of time, enough time for a snake to come and insert itself and put poison. Even though she'erid loy kapina goloi, so he possibly, even though the b'zman hazeh we're not makbid on goloi, ain mekadosh no lav v'yinam may do mei anak kiddush mishum ha'kriveh no lefecha secha. Would you offer such a drink to your governor? If you had a distinguished guest, would you offer such a drink? Hayirtzecha, would he accept it? Would he find favor? Oy hayisaf anecha. Therefore, you're not allowed to use this type of wine for kiddush. Yain sheyesh b'kimachim yesh b'sanay new halacha. If we have wine that has sediment, some specks have risen to the top, so you have to remove the sediment before you use it for kiddush. Now you have to be very careful not to do it in Shabbos. You have to do it in a way where there's no shalof boirer, where you remove it together with some of the wine. Don't pour it into a special sieve. You pour it into a special sieve. That's a malacha deraisa of sieving. But if you just skim it. You take a ladle and you take off with the ladle the good and the bad. That is okay. Let's say you can't do it, it's impossible because you don't have the tools available. Then you can make kiddush. Avol bat im yesh olav krum lavan. But if you have a white film, ein mekachlo the mistam potamo. But if you have a white film already is the point where it's beyond return. Halacha vav. To strain it. Misano means to strain it. Okay, next. Halacha vav. Halacha vav mekachlo yain mevushol the yain sheyesh by dvash. You can make kiddush on yain mevushol. Okay, this is what we all do. Bismanazem. Most of our wines, if you have grape juice, all grape juice by law is pasteurized, which means it has reached the point of yat soledespo. So it is. What? Have grape juice?
No, it's all mevushol.
Yeah. What?
Not all wines
are mevushol.
Some wines they are.
But grape juice. Today the trend is to use grape juice. Everyone is so delicate. You have to use grape juice. Grape juice, all grape juice is yayin mevushel. So that's no problem. Mekachal yayin mevushel. Then yayin sheyesh bo dvash. It's not the real thing. You've added other ingredients. Honey. All of our wines, they add sugar. So I guess that'll be the same thing.
Not all.
Okay, but dvach yesh oimim sheyim mekachal yalem kevin deinim roim lo mizbeach. Some disagree. Okay, this is a chumrah. Some hold you may not use yayin mevushel because it's not fit. You want to have wine that's fit for for the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach has to be a Shechar. Shechar means fresh wine, which has not been changed. Al-Kainim, Efshar, Liyev, Pas, Yishlachadar, Achar, Yayin, Acher, it's a Hidur. It's a Hidur to make Kiddush on Yayin that is not Mivushal. Good luck.
It's not too hard.
If you don't have
any more money,
you have to. You don't have no help in the house. You have no irreligious person comes into your house. So then you have no trouble.
As
You can buy in the store. Of course, you can go to any store. You can buy one that's not mivushal. It's sealed, and you could have it transported by a guy. But once you open up the bottle, then you have to keep it under lock and key. Make sure an irreligious Jew and certainly a guy does not come in contact with. Otherwise, it is forbidden. It's avodah zarah. Zayin. What?
Pick it up and check. They have to pick it up just, or pick it up and check.
I think just touch it. Just touch it. Just touch the bottle.
Stam yayin.
Sorry. There's no bezman hazeh. There's no such thing as real yayin esach. It's called stam yayin. Halacha zayin. Halacha zayin. But stam yayin has the halacha of a yayin esach pretty much. So cool. The sofik and it's mot zayin. Hakoyis shicha liyosh shleimo nikiyah. This is halacha. Everyone knows this. The cup may not be damaged. If there's any defect, the cup has to be perfect. If the cup you're using is not perfect, then it's no good. As the nikiyah, the kol hadinim shein b'koyis shel birchas hamazon yeshem gamish b'koyis shel kiddush bein biyomim alayla. The b'koyis shel havdala, hakoyis havdala also has to be perfect. There may not be any defect in the rim. V'toyv l'kaddish b'layla al koyis gedolah. That's version halacha. Then it's the lechatil. You should use a different cup. A cup at night should be gedolah sheyasher mimena l'kiddush hayoyim ul havdala. And from that cup, you leave over. Never someone will do this. Then you leave over from the wine from the koyis shel of night to leave over from that same wine for the kiddush hayom ul havdol. Somehow you connect all of the kiddushim together. Havdol also has the status of kiddush. Zohar es yoyim hashabos l'kaddisho. From that pasuk we learn that we make havdalah. So havdalah is also called a kaddisho. It's also a get of kiddush. So really on Shabbos we make a triple kiddush: Friday night, Shabbos morning, and Mitzvah Shabbos. So he says such an inyan which I don't see anyone do, where you combine all three together.
Question: if the
kiddush
has a dent in it, it's not good.
No, if there's a dent, if it's dented on top.
Not on top, like in the middle.
No, in the middle, I think is okay. What about one thing doesn't discuss? What about a plastic cup, a chat pa'ami, a plastic cup? So the most places can set. I saw it somewhere. I think he talks about it soon. He's probably going to come across it soon. He holds it's mutter. Most poskim say you can use. When the poskim say you can't use the chad pami, they're talking about what you don't see anymore, the paper cups from 100 years ago, from a long time ago. Some place you go on a trip, a chalamoy trip, you come to some amusement park, they'll still have those paper cups. They're really meant to be used one time. After you use it one time, that's it, it's gone. That cannot be used, many poets can say cannot be used for kiddush. But a plastic cup like we buy today, affluent society, you buy a plastic cup, you can really use a plastic cup 100 times, 50 times. You can use it, yeah, but yeah, you can use it. Yeah, you can use it. And you can use them in
they put two cups in one.
So I can't remember. I heard this shear from someone, Rabbi Zev Smith. He talks about using, putting in two cups. He said there's no need to do that. He says because what's the svar putting two cups together? You make it stronger.
I don't know.
You make it stronger. So he says it doesn't make it stronger. It's still.
Makes it ugly.
And in fact, there's a halacha that you're not even supposed to. Al-pi kabbalah, you're not supposed to drink from two cups together. It's kosher l'shikha. If you put two cups together, it's kosher l'shikha. So Rabbi Zev Smith is very poetic. He has a lot of shiurim. I once heard a shiur a long time ago about this. He spoke about this two cups, and he said there's no makar for this. Doesn't make any sense. The same way you can use one cup, two cups, you can use one cup. If you're going to use plastic, it doesn't make a difference whether it's one or two. You can Ezra Bergman, come back and tell us what he says about why you have two cups. There must be some reason. He also knows Zev Smith. He knows.
Oh, we had Zev Smith speaking.
So, yeah.
Moshe was mocked about using a chad pa'ami cup.
No, so when Moshe writes the tshuva,
Shas HaTchak, he brings down here, that if there may be room to be lenient if no other cup is available.
Which chad he... Oh, this is in the article, Kitzer?
Yeah.
That's probably where I saw it. But what chad... I once saw a rabbi, when I merged as the chad pa'ami, what kind of plastic was he referring to? I used to live on the east side. So he still did the job in the co-op. Everyone bought in the co-op, right? It's still, they changed the name only 100 times. The supermarket. So I remember as a little kid, we used to have really chad pa'ami cups.
Right. That's what it was called.
It was like they're really shvach. After you use it once, that's it. So it could be, I once remember reading when Moshe says that you should not use the chad pa'ami cups, he doesn't mean the cups like you have on the table here. He doesn't mean the plastic card cup. Our plastic cups, they're solid. They're pretty good. That there is much more grounds to be lenient that can be used for kiddush, and I think he really did, someone I saw brought down that the consensus of the majority of the pesukim is manas says you can be makel, you can use plastic cups for kiddush and havdol. Of course, it's very nice, and the hadeh you should use a nice bakovedik a shabbos becher. But when you don't have, it's fine. You don't have to go meshuga. You go to a kiddush. People go to a kiddush, and you're going to make the balabais crazy. I have to go use the silver becher. You can go. You can take a plastic cup and you can make kiddush. It's much better to make kiddush on grape juice, a full shear, than making again that whiskey and a small shiurim. It's more. It's okay. You can make kiddush on a plastic cup. Yeah.
Now, this man they do, they make plastic cups which resemble beckers.
Right.
Right, right. Those are better. Those are even better. Those are even better. It's nicer. There's a hider to it as well. So it's getting easier. Okay, let's learn another halacha. Halacha ches. Halacha ches hachalois tiena mechusois b'shas kiddush. Everyone knows this halacha. The chalos should be kavshas kiddush. Rafiluhu mekadesh aleim. Even if you mekash you mechusois b'shas kiddush zecher leman. So this is an afkamina. Why do you cover the chalos? We once discussed this at great length. Why do we cover the chalos? There are many reasons. The main reason is because you don't want to. You're not allowed to, when you have in front of you bread and yain. Which one gets the bracha first? The bread gets the bracha first. So it's shalei kedin to make the bracha boyer priya gofen is shalei kedin. You're not allowed to make a boyer priya gofen when you have in front of you lechem. So how do we avoid this halachic problem? We cover the bread. The bread is covered. It doesn't see its embarrassment. What is the embarrassment? It doesn't mean it's embarrassed that you're not following the halacha. The bracha should be said first. L'may nafkamina, if that's the only reason. So if you're not making kiddush on yayin, you're making kiddush on bread, you would not need to cover the bread. That's why we need to come out to the other reasons, the zeche for the man. The man was covered, it came in a package. Came in a package, lamata, lamata. There was man, there was tal lamata. So too, it has to be wrapped. That's why the chal, even if you're making kiddush on the chal, it's covered lamata, meaning the tablecloth. And it's covered lamala with a mapa. Some say, so some go with a plate, with a tray. That's also considered to be a covering. So then it's covered in the lamato u lamala. That is that. What the big question is: do you have to also cover besides the challah, cake? Other forms of mizonos, let's say mizonos. Let's say you have on the table mizonos. So if you learn it's because of shnatzi, it's embarrassment. Yes, it's embarrassed because. But if you learn at the time, it's not because of its embarrassment, but because of the mon. Because of the mon, so that's not what you. That's not. There's no shtei lechem on mizonos. On the mizono, the chalos are the shtei lechem. Only the chalos need to be covered, not the mizonos. So Bob, the problem is shnatzi, it's embarrassment. But I'm not sitting here. The kiddush is being recited on a different table. The kiddush is being recited on a different table. It's not being recited on this table, so there should be no need to cover the mezonos. And indeed, that is the most common minhag, especially when you go to camps or kiddush. They don't generally, they're not makbid to cover the mezonos on all the tables. They only cover their chalas, they cover the chalas. But when people get up to make kiddush, they make kiddush al hayayin, and the cake is exposed throughout the entire hall. Unless sometimes on the table, the place where they're actually making a kiddush, there they will cover up the mezonos, but not to have to cover the mezonos throughout the entire. But if you're coming to a meal and someone's going to make kiddush, everyone's going to eat their own chalos, then the custom is to cover up all of the chalos. Okay, we have halachos halachos to finish up this page. This goes back from the previous halacha ches. Where was this from? Where was this halacha ches? Where to go back to? I'm not even sure. Yishmu the people that's going back to Halacha Dalet. Okay, let's go to the people Halacha Dalet. Then when you make Kiddush, the people that are there present, it's a very interesting Halacha. It's a very Kiddush. When you make Kiddush, people that should listen very carefully to the words of the Mekadesh. We mentioned yesterday that it used to be the custom that every Friday night was just like the Seder night, where everyone made Kiddush together. But if you're not making Kiddush together, at least you should pay close attention to the one that makes Kiddush. So here is the Shaila. Yishmu Heitev, Ayin Behagois Marsham, Sharech Be'inyin Yicholim L'Shnei Anosh Mekadesh Biyachat. Let's say there's a third person, and the third person is going to be Yotzei by listening to two people. Could we have a third person listen to two people make Kiddush together? There's halacha that you cannot hear two people when it comes to Megillah Sesti. When it comes to Megillah, you can't hear someone doing a bracha. You cannot hear two people speak at the same time. The hella. Now this is an incredible thing. On Shabbos, if a third person is listening to two people make Kiddush, lo yotza, but incredible Kiddush. B'Yom Tov, I the chaviva alayu, the Kiddush of Yom Tov is chaviv. Because it's only three times a year, five times, four times a year, whatever it is. It's chaviv. So when it comes to chavivus, something that is chaviv, you can listen to, you can hear two people speak at the same time. It's an amazing thing. The chaviva alayu b'stama the shamu v'yatsu yidei chavas ayin sham. You ever see someone watching two YouTube videos at the same time? Right, you're on your screen, you have two YouTube videos. How can you pay attention to both at the same time? I did the chav. Since it's chav, you can hear them both at the same time. Okay, next. Ein lekadosh test. This goes to the next level. We'll stop over here. We'll leave it for next level. We'll stop here.